News is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair on a Tuesday. The rollout of the COVID-19 vaccines, let's say it hasn't gone as smoothly or as well as most had hoped, but it is out there and continues to ramp up, including right here in Washtenaw County. Things change on a daily basis, and it's been since just before Christmas that we last checked in with the Washtenaw County Health Department to see what's going on locally. The new year is here, and it's a good time to check back in and see where we stand. Susan Cernigli is the County Health Department's Communications and Health Promotion Administrator, and Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year, David.
As of yesterday, Susan, the state of Michigan surpassed 500,000 confirmed cases of coronavirus. We have nearly 2,900 COVID-related deaths, with the expectation there will be many more. How did Washtenaw County fare through the holiday period since last we spoke?
Well, for us, cases are still what we would call high or elevated. They're not increasing at the same level that we saw in November and December, but they're still quite high. So we're averaging around 80 to 100 cases per day, as well as hospitalizations, 5 to 8 hospitalizations a day, and a few deaths being reported. So those numbers are still up there, and we're hoping that we don't see an increase after the holidays. But the good news, of course, is that the vaccine is now available and being rolled out. So that's really the focus of a lot of attention right now.
I know that most everyone hoped we would be further along in that vaccination rollout than where we are today. Now, I know and understand it's not your job or desire to get into the politics of it, but has a rather lacking federal plan trickled down through the state and down to our county to impact the health departments and other local efforts to expedite the process?
Well, one of the challenges I think that we can probably all wrap our heads around is that the same folks that have been overwhelmed with this response for a year now, the health services, health care providers, as well as health departments, are also charged with the vaccine distribution. So, you know, speaking for us directly, it's been difficult to pull staff off of the response in terms of case investigation and following up with people and all the other things we're doing to really get ready and ramp up for that vaccine distribution. Is that the only problem? No. You know, we're managing and we're ready to start that distribution. I mean, a few other things happened in terms of it coming right before the holidays and it being a bit unpredictable for those first shipments, you know, how many we would get and exactly when they would come. So that led to a bit of a slow start really in those first weeks. But I would say we're ramping up and ready to really start vaccinating at a faster pace now.
As of last week, the Washtenaw County Health Department reported it had given just over 1,000 vaccines, and another 1,300 are scheduled to be administered throughout the week. So, as you note, the pace is definitely picking up. Does that mean more vaccines are being sent and becoming available?
From what we know right now from the state, yeah, we're shifting to order what you can use each week model. And for us at this point, we haven't been told that the amount that we can administer isn't available. So we'll see how things go this week, but it looks as though as many as we can get into warm bodies per week, we should be able to order moving forward.
We're talking with Washtenaw County Health Department spokesperson Susan Cernigli on 89.1 WEMU. Michigan Medicine reported it has given over 10,000 vaccinations so far and is moving through its phases. It has also opened Michigan Stadium as a vaccination site. As more does become available, will we see expansion of vaccination efforts and locations in other parts of the county as we try and achieve that stated goal of 70% inoculation by the end of 2021?
Yeah, that's certainly our hope, and we're having those conversations now with our healthcare providers. Of course, our large hospitals and health systems are among the distributors, so they got vaccine directly to vaccinate their frontline workers. And we're talking with them now about how we as a community can work together. Will they have capacity to continue vaccinating alongside of us, or will we shift to another model where we really have centralized health department vaccination? So either way that happens, you know, we expect it to be available at more centralized sites initially. And as more providers are able to get the vaccine themselves, will transition to what we might call normal vaccination, where you and I will go to our pharmacy or healthcare provider, wherever it is that we normally get vaccines. But that'll kind of happen gradually over time as supplies increase.
So right now, I mentioned the word phases, and you have it's a three-phase plan to roll this out and get it completed, right?
Correct.
And we're in phase 1A?
We are in phase 1A, and just to make things, you know, fun and easy to understand, there are multiple priorities over through in 1A. So we've worked in that first priority, and we've now moved on to the second two priorities. So we're still in 1A, but moving through that. And again, as you mentioned, with our healthcare providers also having vaccine supply for healthcare workers, we're making good progress on that 1A tier. And we hope by mid-January, end of January, that we'll be moving on to the next 1B category, which includes a lot of our essential workers and older adults.
If we are unsure how to classify ourselves, is there a mechanism by which we can get an answer to the question as to what phase we fall in and when we should start seeking out these vaccinations?
Well, we do have a lot of that information on our website, and we have links there both directly on the Washtenaw page as well as links to the state guidance. So you can certainly look through that. If that doesn't help, then you can call or email us or, you know, depending on if you're an employer or an individual. Right now we have that survey out for organizational leaders to respond, and soon we'll have an individual one. So if there's any questions, you can just go ahead and fill that out, and we can respond to that or respond to an email or call. Although I have to say, like right now, we're getting a lot of those emails or calls, so
right.
There may be a bit of a delay. We encourage you to go ahead and read the guidance and read the information on the website, because that does answer many of the questions.
Once again, we are talking on 89.1 WEMU with Washtenaw County Health Department spokesperson Susan Cerniglia. There is going to come a time when we do get to the point where the general public will be able to get its inoculation and vaccines. And fact of the matter is, that's going to be the busiest time of all. It just includes the most people. So As we take that into consideration, do we have enough healthcare workers to do that and accomplish the goals in a timely fashion?
Well, as you say, it's getting to that 70%, you know, at the pace that we've sort of started out will take quite a while. So we are hoping to, you know, increase that volume. Right now we're recruiting both volunteers, medical volunteers, as well as general volunteers, because we need both to operate clinics. We also have a position open for a paid temporary vaccinator, and those positions, as well as moving forward with our healthcare providers as vaccine becomes available to us, we're really hoping to quickly increase the number of vaccinations that's happening. But that said, it could still take most of this year, if not more, to really get to that 70%.
So as you sit here on a January 5th and you're talking about what you're going to have to try and accomplish by the end of the year, with this year just starting, is it just about taking it a day at a time at this point?
You know, it's been a day at a time for a really long time now. And I would have to say that there's a bit more optimism and going into this than continuing certainly without a vaccine. So hopefully, you know, we get through this holiday period without another surge in cases. And we are hoping that those cases continue to decline. And then, of course, the hospitalizations and deaths that lag after that. And if we can get that to happen, as well as continue to vaccinate people, hopefully have much more chance of resuming more normal activities. Do we still need to be cautious? Absolutely. We still need to use those precautions that we know reduce transmission, the face coverings, the distance, the good hand washing, you know, following quarantine and isolation if there's exposure or cases. But with the vaccine now among our tools, we stand a much better chance of moving towards some normalcy in the coming months. Is it still going to take a while? Do we still need patience? Absolutely. But it feels a lot better than moving forward without that tool in our toolbox at this point.
Because you're in it every day and fully consumed by it, do you have any idea what a new normal is going to look like when we finally get to declare the pandemic at an end?
Wow, you know, it's a good question. I certainly hope we learn some things from it. You know, we folks have probably seen some of these posts that say, you know, we don't need to go back to normal because normal wasn't working so well. So there are certainly some things that we can fix from that. You know, we saw in this pandemic the not surprising but devastating impact the virus had on our community and has on our communities in color, and disproportionate impact. And that wasn't so much a result of the virus, is that the impacts of longstanding systemic issues that cause poor health in communities, that lead to a lack of resources, all of those things combined, right? So we know that those disparities exist, those differences exist. And are we prepared to really use this opportunity moving forward to do something better? I mean, I hope so. And I hope we can learn also from this experience. It's hard, you know, without touching on the political divides that have sort of happened to focus too much on that. But certainly we do have tools that can reduce the impact and reduce the spread. And working together and trusting each other to use those. And I'm hopeful we can come out in a better place and not necessarily be in the same situation for the next pandemic, because unfortunately they do happen.
Well, obviously a lot of hard work still ahead, but a lot of potential for growth and new understandings as we move forward. And that's a great launching place for some of our future conversations. Thank you so much for the time today, and we'll talk again soon.
Thank you. Take care.
That is Susan Cerniglia, the Washtenaw County Health Department Communications and Health Promotion Administrator, updating us on where we are with COVID-19 and the rollout of local vaccinations. I'm David Fair, and this is your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.